On this day, 12th March, 1921, Tans killed in Belfast. A startling shooting incident occurred in the heart of Belfast last night, resulting in the deaths of two black and tans, R.E. Crooks and John McIntosh, and the wounding of W.H. Cooper. The men were police motor drivers attached to the Gormanstown camp in Belfast on duty. A civilian named Alexander Allen was also wounded. A sensation was created by a burst of firing in Victoria Square, and it subsequently transpired that two men belonging to the Crown Forces were fatally shot and one seriously wounded, while a civilian sustained grave injuries. It was learnt that three men attached to Gormanstown Camp, County Meath, were in the city on duty and were due to leave today. They were seen shortly after 8 o'clock, in conversation with some civilians in Victoria Square. Four or five men in civilian clothes are described as having produced revolvers and fired point blank at the three uniformed men. All three were hit, as was also a civilian. One of the wounded men started to run, but collapsed. Police fire on Newry crowds. A series of exciting and dangerous incidents marked the closing hours of Tuesday night in Newry. It appears that at about 9:40 p.m., three men who were in a hilarious, intoxicated condition passed up Hill Street singing the Soldier's Song. In the vicinity of the town hall, they were challenged by an RIC and special constabulary patrol. Instead of halting, the men ran away, and as further challenges were ignored, two shots were fired, but the men succeeded in disappearing in the darkness. Shortly afterwards, another police patrol observed two bodies of civilians congregated in Margaret Street. The police challenged them, but the crowds made off into the side streets. A revolver shot, it is alleged, was fired from one of the crowd, and an officer in charge of the patrol was slightly wounded in the thigh. The police opened fire as the order to halt was ignored. Immediately afterwards, three civilians were found wounded: John McConville, John Kearns, and James Carr. The three men were removed to the Newry General Hospital, where it was found necessary to amputate Kearns's hand. Eamon Phoenix editors note, as a rule, the black and tans, ex-soldiers sent to Ireland as reinforcements for the RIC, were not deployed in the north. IRA accounts describe a fistfight in King Street between several volunteers and a party of tans, followed by the IRA attack in Victoria Square. The wounded tan and a passing civilian died next day. Meanwhile, the special's gung-ho tactics were evident in Newry, where the fair-minded detective inspector Barrington had been removed.